a very blessed Sunday morning. This is a new day. Welcome to December. Thank you for joining me on Inspiration and Religion. This is Scott Borsky on WWDB. It is an honor to be with you in faith, an honor to be with you in prayer and all that's good in life. We are certainly in the holiday season, a new month of December. We don't know what this next month will bring to us, but we know that God has in store for us dreams, goals, and aspirations to give us all of the blessings in our lives. And especially during the holiday season, we have hope. So if it is your custom to bow your head, except if you're driving, listen to these words of hope as we pray together that this month of December will be one filled with health, especially health in body, health in soul, and health in mind. On this most special day of goodness and peace, we lift our voices to God above with people, our friends, our family, our neighbors all over the world. We pray to God for ourselves and for our families, for our people and all people. To you, dear God, source of strength and hope, we pray for strength, strength of body and mind, for hope and courage. Help us, God, to remember the past, to recall with love days gone by, the years we have already lived. But help us also, God, to live today and tomorrow, to find beauty in each new day that you keep us on earth. May our lives be free from pain and suffering. May we be able to cope with each new challenge that may come our way. Help us, dear God, to find within each day at least one moment of joy, of pleasure and satisfaction. And though we are often dependent on others for many reasons in our lives, may we also be of help to those less fortunate than we are, as we remember that all people everywhere are dependent on you. And though many of us are no longer as as young as we used to be, and our years have been many, help us to remember that to you, dear God, we will always be your children. And on that, certainly, we say amen. This is the holiday season. You know, every day is an opportunity to help each other, to set an example, to live in the image of God. But especially during the holiday season, especially when it's cold outside, especially when it gets dark early, even more, there are people that need us. Look for those opportunities, and if you open your eyes, you will see those opportunities to help people. When I have my program on Monday through Friday, the morning light program of inspirational music, I always play a song by Leanna Crawford. It's called, How Can You Not See God? And when you open your eyes, how can you not see God? How can you not see all of the ways that we can live in the image of God, all of the ways that we can fulfill our purpose and our mission to make our community, our state, our street a better place for those? So as Leanna Crawford sings, how can you not see God? Open your hearts during this holiday season and help others. And on that note, I certainly know that many, many folks in our community are hurting, whether it be financially, emotionally, spiritually, psychologically, especially financially. But even if we are hurting financially, there are others in our community who pray each day for the things that we take for granted. So please forget, no matter if you think you are in the valley, there are others who are even more in the valley. Don't take them for granted. Make sure that everyone in your life, in your circle of love, is honored with goodness. Because as we always say, sometimes the only good, the only godliness that someone sees on a daily basis is the God in you and the God in me. So be the God unto others. And on that, certainly, we can all say amen. For those of you who are Jewish, Hanukkah is this coming Thursday night. When the sun goes down this Thursday night, we light the first candle on the menorah. And certainly we know that this world is filled with way too much darkness, and it is our opportunity, our mission, no matter our tradition, no matter our religion, no matter our custom, to shine that light through that darkness for others. And certainly Hanukkah is known by a nickname. It's called the Festival of Light. So on this Thursday night, join with your Jewish brothers and sisters and light candles. Bring that light among the darkness. And if you are looking for some place, no matter your religion, to celebrate Hanukkah with your community, let me know. Contact me on all my social media or on my website, cantorborski.com, or call me or text me, or as the kids say, DM me. And I am easy to find. I can give you a list of all the Hanukkah celebrations in our area, inside and outside. For example, this Thursday night, the first night of Hanukkah, I will be in beautiful Haddon Heights, New Jersey. And, you know, Haddon Heights is not known for having a large Jewish community, but you'd be surprised. Last year, we lit the menorah outside in the center of the community, and there were, I'm telling you, hundreds of folks, Jewish and non-Jewish, all celebrating together. So anywhere that you live, there is a Hanukkah celebration near you. Let me know, and I will send to you all of the information so you can bring light unto others, joy unto others, blessings unto others. And on that note, if your nonprofit, if your church, if your synagogue is having a holiday celebration during the month of December, let me know. I would so enjoy spreading the word unto others so they can partake in the festivities of their community and be with those in this most holy, holy time of the year. And for that, certainly we all say amen. We also say amen to our wonderful sponsors, without whom this program would not be possible at all. We say amen to Dental Wellness of Riverton, New Jersey, and Dental Wellness of Marlton, New Jersey. Comfort and care you will smile about. They are ranked best in general dentistry by South Jersey Magazine to ensure you receive the most effective and personalized solutions available. They passionately pursue the latest technologies and treatments. They believe that you deserve their best every time. When you combine two experienced doctors, Dr. Sonia Sweeney Fonseca and Dr. Douglas Cohen, with advanced education and clinical expertise, you get beautifully stunning results and treatment that you can trust. For more information or to schedule an appointment online, please go to their website at thedentalwellness.com. That's thedentalwellness.com. First-rate care, award-winning, patient-focused. They look forward to hearing from you. And as a personal note, they are the dentists of my mom and my dad. So when you go in and you see Dr. Cohen, give him a big hug and tell him that Cantor Borski said hi. And on that note, we all say amen. Certainly this time of the year is filled with so many highlights of family get-togethers. And by the way, I certainly hope that everyone had such a blessed Thanksgiving, that you had the opportunity to share the true meaning of Thanksgiving, which is not, I know some people think it is, not watching football. It's not even having turkey. It's the meaning of the word Thanksgiving. It's giving thanks. And who do we give thanks to on Thanksgiving? Not only on Thanksgiving, but on every day, we give thanks to God. And this is the opportunity of this most holy time of the year to become closer to God. And how do you do that? You read books, you study your scriptures, that brings to mind something that always gnaws on me, especially this time of the year when people come to me and say, you know what, I really want to get closer to God, but I have friends who tell me what are you doing? What are you taking courses for? What are you reading books? What are you going to Christmas Mass for? What are you going to services for? What are you going to all these community Hanukkah? You know, you have a job, you have your hobbies, you have your family, you have the things you do each day. You're a good person. What are you spending time with all these extra religious things? What are you doing all these spiritual things? You don't need these in your life. Oh, I want to scream. I need to tell you, quite frankly, don't let others, whether it be family, whether it be friends, judge you for you wanting to become more spiritual, more religious, closer to God, whatever religion you want to be. If God is tugging on your heartstring to become closer in your faith, in your custom, in your religion, you go down your own path. And if others don't want to join you, then maybe they should not be in your circle of life. If they don't want to join you in things that are making you happy, that are bringing peace and shalom to your body, to your mind, and to your soul, possibly they should not be in your life. It's very important that first and foremost, we put God first. And if there are others in your life who are not ready for you to put God first, then you have a decision to make. This week on FaceTime, I always post a lot, and please follow me on Facebook, please follow me on Instagram. I posted this little paragraph, and it has gotten on all my combined social media thousands of responses. So I would certainly like to read it to you because it is on this topic. There's a picture of a bowl of fruit, and one piece of fruit is rotten and it has mold on it. And the mold is going on to the good fruit that is surrounding it and is making the fruit, the good fruit that is surrounding it, filled with mold and becoming rotten, just like the rotten piece of fruit. And I wrote the words, if you take a rotten fruit, a piece of rotten fruit, and place it besides perfectly good fruit, what happens? The mold from the rotten fruit spreads over to the good fruit, and both end up bad. So what happens to us when we surround ourselves with negative, rude, or toxic people? We become just like them. So surround yourself with good people who provide value in your life, who make you happy, and who keep uplifting your positivity. In other words, if you want to get closer to God, surround yourself with other people who are on that journey of getting closer to God as well. Write those words on a little sticky note. Put it on someplace that you look at every day, like your refrigerator or on the mirror in your bathroom. Surround yourself with people who provide value in your life, who make you happy and keep uplifting your positivity. If you want to get closer to God, surround yourself with people that are on the same journey as you, who are opening up the same doors that God is providing them. God will provide you. And on that, we all say, Amen. In my, what I call Synagogue Without Walls, is open to all religions. Of course, Synagogue Without Walls, we provide many, many programs during the year. One of the most honored and traditional programs that we provide is our annual Night of Remembrance. If someone dear to you has passed in this last year or in the last few years, please join me online on Facebook Live, December 17th, that's Sunday night, Sunday night, December 17th at 7 o'clock on Facebook Live. You don't have to be my Facebook friend. I would like you to, but you don't have to. Just go to my Facebook page. No matter what religion you are, if you are remembering someone that is cherished, if you have lost a cherished family member or friend in 2023 or the last few years, please join me online again for our annual Night of Remembrance on Sunday night, December 17th at 7 o'clock at night. Again, all religions, faith, traditions are lovingly welcome. The service is certainly suitable for all ages. It will include lighting of candles, your names remembered of your loved ones, beautiful music, and the reading of those names to honor those who are missing this holiday season. And join me for special readings and songs and a message of hope as we join together. For more information, call me or text me, email me, contact me in any way that you want. But just join me on Sunday night, December the 17th at 7 o'clock. And on that, we can all say amen. You know, as far as you being an adult, it is never, never too late to start your journey to get closer to God. And in the same way, it is never too late for your children to join their journey into getting closer to God. I know it's a December, and most classes at churches and synagogues started in September, but they are always welcoming with open arms. So again, if you have children, you know, I teach Jewish classes for children on Sunday mornings and throughout the week. So if you have children or you have friends who have children that are simply not in Judaica classes, please know that even though it's December, it is never too late for your child or other children to join me in my Sunday Judaica classes. Right now, we are in the midst of Hanukkah celebrations with arts and crafts, with songs, with games, with stories. If you've still not signed up your child for classes, please call or text me, contact me anytime that you want. It's never a wrong time to join in. I have students in my classes that join all throughout the year. It would be my honor to speak with you. It is never, never too late. Please share this information with your friends and family, as we all say, amen. And we certainly also say amen to our wonderful friends at the Mount Laurel Home for Funerals. If you are thinking of prearranging a funeral for yourself or for a loved one, look no further than the Mount Laurel Home for Funerals, conveniently located off of Route 38 in beautiful Mount Laurel, New Jersey. Their brand new facility features amenities unlike any other funeral home in the Delaware Valley. Indeed, it does. They have been serving all religions, all backgrounds, all customs of our South Jersey community since 1992. Call them today at 856-234-6900, 856-234-6900. Mount Laurel Home for Funerals. Pay less, get more, a lot more. David Potascio, Senior Director, New Jersey, license number 3796. And I have the wonderful opportunity of working with the wonderful folks at Mount Laurel Home for Funerals, either for funeral occasions or for events throughout our community. They are so involved in so many wonderful organizations and charities throughout our community. Such wonderful people to speak with, to deal with. Give them a call whenever you are in need. And for them, we certainly all say, amen. Again, this Thursday night starts Hanukkah. And if you are in the South Jersey community, and even if you're not, Greater Philadelphia, if you want to join me for a community Hanukkah celebration filled with lots of food, menorah lighting, dreidel spinning, stories, please come to the wonderful Pop Shop in Collingswood. That's on Wednesday night, December the 13th, from 5:30 to 7:30. But you have to sign up. Go to the Pop Shop website and sign up for the Hanukkah celebration, please join me for our annual. It is always a highlight of our year for the wonderful community celebration as we gather together for Hanukkah again. That's Wednesday night, December the 13th, and at 5:30. But again, you have to sign up. It's always a highlight of the year, and tickets include a festive buffet dinner, including latkes, beverages, desserts, and everything's included. Including the celebration with me. You know, it gets me so happy to sing about that. It gets my tongue tied. It would be an honor to see you. And on that certainly, we can all say amen. If there is anything that you leave this program with, other than sharing it with friends. And don't forget, if you don't listen on Sunday morning at 7:30 every Sunday, you can always go to podcast at wwwdbam.com, wwwdbam.com, and listen to this program or my Morning Light Monday through Friday programs 24/7, whether you're driving, whether you are at work, wherever you may be. It is an opportunity whenever your heart needs faith. You know, our heart is like a gas tank. It always needs to be filled. And what do our hearts need to be filled with? Of course, that answer is faith. That answer is God. That answer is grace. That answer is mercy. That answer is prayer. Anytime you are in need, it would be an honor for you to contact me and say, you know, I listened, I learned, I shared with my friends. Thank you. It is an honor to share this with people of faith. And you can do that 24/7 again on podcast at wwwdbam.com. And certainly, some people find this time of the year the hardest time of the year. If you lost a loved one in the past year, if you're going through marital troubles, if you're going through troubles at work, if you're going through troubles in your community. But I need to tell you, when it's the hardest to pray, that's when you should pray the hardest. Let me say that again. When it's the hardest to pray is when you should pray the hardest. And please know that God hears you even when you can't find the words to say. The silent meditations of your heart, often we call that still small voice, is prayer. There is no formula to prayer. There's no language of prayer. There are no words to prayer. You just open your heart and say, God, I want to talk to you. And that is prayer. God, I just want you to hear my voice. And that is prayer. Even tears running down your face, that is prayer. God understands and God knows and God hears you, even when you can't find the words to say. What is prayer? As we always say, prayer is just a fancy word to having a conversation with God, to having thoughts with God. And the more you pray to God, the more God understands, recognizes your voice, so you never have to reintroduce yourself to God. That's important, that you're never in the situation that you have to say, God, you know, I spoke with you 6 months ago. I spoke with you a year ago. That's not the way it works. The more you speak with God on a daily basis, my friends, God recognizes your voice, your tears, your thoughts immediately right away. You should always be in a constant state of prayer, especially during this holy time, this holiday time of the year. And on that, we all say amen. We also, of course, say amen to our friend Bonnie, the owner of the wonderful men's and boys store in the Warminster Shopping Center at 320 York Road in Warminster, Bucks County, PA. For her and her wonderful staff, they are the best. They are award-winning in their men's department, in their boys' clothing department. Their walls are filled with best of this, best of that. It is amazing. In fact, they just won in the Jewish Exponent of Philadelphia. They just won the best of formal department and the best of men's clothing department. They currently have and are receiving fall merchandise daily in both the men's and boys' departments, suits and sports coats and khakis and sportswear and fall clothing, shoes too for all your fall weddings, bar and bat mitzvahs, confirmations, first holy communions, and custom tailoring too. And winter clothing is coming in as well, formally from Fleet's men's store in Northeast Philly and also in Huntington Valley for 25 years. Again, presently located in the Warminster Shopping Center at 320 York Road. Please give Bonnie and her wonderful staff a call at 215-914-2060. 215-914-2060, or simply go on Facebook to their Facebook page or their website, find out their hours. They are open. The last time I was in was just last week, and there were men there who were getting married, and they were getting fitted for their tuxedos. They have tuxedo sales and rentals and custom tailoring too for any of your purchases for weddings, charity events, winter cruises, for any formal occasions. And we know it's the holiday season. They have gift certificates. They have Pollyanna's, gifts for Pollyanna's for any of your parties, fun pattern socks and belts and anything that you need to get together with your business or family. Again, give Bonnie a call, 215-914-2060. The men's and boys' store in the Warminster Shopping Center, simply the best. And for them, we all say, amen. I wanted to share with you a little story in our remaining minutes that I often have people call me and they want to take classes, they want to come to activities, they want to do services, but they say, you know, it's not in my budget right now. I can't do my religious ceremony, either a bar bat mitzvah or a baby naming or a wedding, any of the life cycle events. It's just not in my budget. And I need to tell you, don't let your finances stand in the way of you getting closer to God. Don't let your finances get in the way of you having a religious event, of taking classes, of coming to any, whatever your religion is, coming to any programs. Don't let monetary means stand in the way of you getting closer to God. If you call me, I will just tell you that come to my services, take my courses, allow me to have the honor of officiating your wedding, your child's bar bat mitzvah, the baby naming, whatever, a sad life cycle event, you know, last events of life, your funerals, your unveilings. I always work with families, and all clergies do. All houses of worship do, or at least they should do. At least for me, I always work within the means of family, so call me. Never let your finances stand in the way of a relationship with God. And on that, we all say amen. And on that note, have a blessed week, everybody. And as we always say, pray more, worry less.